approximately 3:21 this afternoon, our officers responded to originally a report of a deadly conduct in the 3200 block of Wild Ride, which is in the south part of College Station. While officers were en route, we received an additional call reporting shot fired in that same general area. There was a description of a suspect fleeing on foot. That suspect was located at approximately 3:30, just north of the intersection of Normand and Rock Prairie Road, where he was taken into custody without further incident. Officers continued their investigation. At this time, we were investigating what appears to be a residential burglary in the 3200 block of Wild Rye. I can confirm that during that incident, there were gunshots fired. There were no shots fired by College Station officers. All parties involved in this incident have been accounted for. All weapons believed to be involved in this incident have been accounted for, and there is no danger to the general public at this time. Right now, our crime scene unit, as well as our criminal investigations division, is on scene and continuing the investigation. There was one subject that was transported to a local medical facility for treatment of injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening. At this time, they're still attempting to determine the cause of those injuries. I should have further information for a more detailed press release at a later time.
There was one person who was injured. It's not been determined yet whether that person was shot.
We're still attempting to determine the cause of the injuries. He did have injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening. He is receiving ongoing medical treatment at this time, and part of that will be to determine what the cause of those injuries were.
So at this time, it's not known whether anybody was hit by gunfire.
That is correct. We are still trying to confirm that.
You made the reference to a residential burglary. Was anybody home at the time?
At this time, we are speaking with the homeowner who was present at the time of the offense.
And is the homeowner the person who was injured?
No, the homeowner was not injured.
Any sort of identity, not looking necessarily for a name, but the person who was injured, are we talking about a bystander or another suspect, or has that been determined?
His exact involvement is still being determined. He was not the victim of this offense, and he was not a witness to the offense.
Has it been determined yet who placed the 911 call?
That is information that's known. I just don't have that information available to me right now where I'm at.
You said that the suspect was found at the corner of Normand and Rock Prairie. Was this a situation where an officer or multiple officers surrounded the suspect, and was the suspect hiding or still in the process of fleeing, or has that been determined yet?
He was found on foot in that area, and he was taken into custody without further incident. There were been asked this question a couple times. There were no shots fired by any College Station police officers during this incident.
How many officers, if you know, that were involved in the apprehension of the suspect?
My understanding is 2, but I'll need to confirm that information.
I think you said it was 3:30 when the suspect was taken into custody?
That's correct. We received the initial call at 3:21 p.m., and the suspect was located and detained at 3:30 p.m., so a period of 9 minutes.